Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's nobody doing sports talk in America better than this man. The voice of Atlanta, Exton's own, John Kincaid. Hi, John.
Good morning, and I really think it's great. When did legalized marijuana come to Philadelphia? Did I miss that?
Whoa. What are you referring to?
Well, those poll results.
Yeah.
They were worse than the ones that told us Hillary was going to win. I mean, this is really, these are you cannot trust a poll. Have we not learned that? 66%?
Yeah.
I would like to ask the 66% of people. I would love to just say, and I'd do like a 20-minute segment and say, okay, I'm going to take like 6-7 callers, and I'm going to ask you factually. You cannot give an opinion. You just got to give facts. Give me 4 or 5 reasons why, or maybe even 3, why you expect the Sixers to go in and win that game. No opinion offered, just fact. And I will tell you this, Ange, I ran out trying to do it myself. I ran out at maybe two facts.
Wow.
I don't even think facts are good. I don't even think facts even really are good to get you to 2 facts to be able to say a game. We're so emotional, and 66% of people, they want it to happen.
Yeah.
They've been sold this bill of goods for a while. They believe in it, and they want it to happen. Hell, I want it to happen. Sunday night, I want it to happen. Do I believe it's going to happen? No.
All right, tell me why you don't think it's going to happen.
Because I would suggest that there are games played at St. Anastasia's CYO in Newtown Square, where I played very poorly. I would suggest that some of those games were better drawn up. Dom DeGiulia from St. Joe's used to be my basketball coach back in the day, and he had a better plan for his team. When you watch it, and Shaq has talked about it, and my podcast partner Barkley's talked about it, they just you never know what you're going to get from the Sixers.
Right.
And, you know, I'm all over. Joel Embiid, to me, I don't want to judge another man's ability to deal with illness. I would tell Joel Embiid that I missed 4 days doing chemotherapy. I missed 4 days of work. So I would like to ask Joel Embiid, how bad is that upper respiratory infection? And I know that talking to players, Shaq would say, if I had something like that in October or November, hell, I was taking the night off or just going to go through the motions. But if I had something like that when it came time to money time, that's why I'm a 3-time finals MVP. That you know when the games are important, you know when you got to bury things, and you know when you got to shut up about being sick. There are how many people who are spending whatever they do to be Sixers fans, go buy the tickets, buy into the whole process and everything like that? How many of them muddle through their lives not being 100%?
Yeah.
If you're 100%, if you're a parent and you're 100% at the end of the school year, I'm applauding you. We still have 3 weeks left. And I'll tell you, you're not 100%. You're tired. You're run down. Everybody is. Shut up about it. I mean, honestly, shut up about it.
Are you
because
saying
you're
he's
only
soft?
Using it as an excuse.
Do you think he's
what
soft?
What I'm saying is I did chemotherapy and missed 4 days of work. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about an upper respiratory infection or anything like that. You know what? If you're muddle through, because the only reason it's being talked about is an excuse. And the thing is, there was a time, Ange, when our city, and I don't know what happened in the media once I left town. I honestly don't know what, because it's a totally different media than I grew up on. I told you this before.
It's very
there
true.
There was a time when the media in Philly was all about accountability.
Yes.
All about accountability.
Not true
and
now.
It's gone away.
Yep.
It's as if now you get into your little cult. My opinion was I loved the process. So now every opinion I have and everything I have is going to be trying to find things to back up what
exactly.
I always told you my opinion
so
was.
So true. So true.
Instead of evaluating each day as a fresh sheet of paper, what's the story? But be Stan Hockman back in the day, the late, great Stan Hockman.
Right.
Put a piece of typewriter paper back in the day from Stan's day and tell me about what happened that day.
Exactly.
John, these people who love
exactly,
the process people did not like Jimmy Butler in the beginning. because they traded away their precious Robert Covington and Dario Saric.
And wait a minute too. And for all the and look, I understand there's process people that are out there, and if they can explain to me the drafting that went on in the process,
thank you.
They can explain to me the wasted draft picks that went on in the process, while they're still trying to sell me about how awesome it was. You know what I can tell you is awesome? I saw a GM take over in Atlanta, in right down here with Travis Schlenk, and he goes 1 year in the draft and gets John Collins, a rising star at center in the NBA, with the 19th pick. And then he goes out, drafts a player, flips him, gets Trae Young, who should be the rookie of the year this year, and he gets an additional number one pick for him. Wow. There are GMs who are doing this without having to light the franchise on fire for 3 years.
Yeah. All right, John.
So I understand everybody has an opinion, Ange. Now it's all about what can I do to keep trying to support whatever opinion I had.
Now I want to introduce the one element here that we should all be excited about. And
what's
it's
that?
The way Jimmy Butler is performing in the biggest moments of his time in Philadelphia. Talk to me about that.
He's been spectacular.
Yep.
And I will tell you this, extremely skeptical of acquiring Jimmy Butler. I raise my hand. I don't change my opinion. I raise my hand. I wasn't saying this is going to tear apart the team, this is going to screw things up, but I was very skeptical about it. And the reason why is, to me, I felt like it was and I really do think this has been the whole Sixers organization recently, is the panic move. Well, we got to panic. We sold everybody on building this team and having this team sustained, but now we're going to start trading people and dumping people in order to just make a run for it this year because we got to prove something. So I was sort of against that philosophy, and also Jimmy Butler. I wondered what he was going to bring to the table as far as chemistry for the team and otherwise. He's been the best player, period, flat out. His effort has been relentless. His want of the ball to me is something that I just really enjoy to see out of him. I would say this, though, and this might be controversial to some. If he's going to be your best piece, your number one piece going forward, you aren't winning NBA championships.
Yeah. You need Embiid to step up. Give me a read on Simmons, John, because we're wrestling with Simmons. He had a good game last night, but he's very unpredictable.
Well, I can tell you this, is that Shaquille tried to, because he was, you know, obviously there was the ties there through the college.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal tried to, you know, offer any assistance that he could. He thought that, honestly, the way things ended there down at LSU were not the best.
Yeah. Right.
I think there's an inconsistency in the same thing we just talked about with Jimmy Butler. Is there bulldog in you? Are you relentless?
Right.
Are you the guy who has that fire in your eye that you've got to be able to, you know, count on me if my shot's not working? And by the way, why it isn't working at this point in his NBA career is due to one thing. You're not committed to it. You're not working at it. You're not doing all those things. Shaq and I were talking yesterday. We taped Monday's podcast. And he said, during the off season, he should be in a gym every day, shooting like 1,000 jump shots to try to get better at it. Doing something to just enhance his game and take it to the next level. I honestly thought he would be further along in his career and his progression at this point. But I'm not down on him as far as saying, oh, good, get him out of here. I've seen enough.
Right.
I believe we haven't seen the best of him, and I do believe that we could see the best of him potentially in a different matchup, but that Milwaukee matchup that would be waiting for them, man, that is going to be a tough one if they get there.
All right, John, final thing. Now we're going to find out. You've made a couple of enemies, I think, with the process people today, but you're speaking the truth. John Kincaid, who will win Sunday's Game 7 in Toronto?
I'm not going to be a homer.
Nope.
I'll root for him and Sandy Springs, Georgia, but I'll tell you that I will think that Toronto wins like a 4 or 5 point game.
John Kincaid.
Really did.
John,
really did.
We're in awe of you. Every time
I'm
in awe of you, John.
And by the way, the Phillies are 4 games up. How about that? Isn't that good news?
That is good news. We kind of forgot about that for a while.
No, don't forget. Now, we won't really wait. We got another couple weeks till we wait to really check the baseball standings. But it's nice to see them get stabilized. And on the passing of David Montgomery, Ange, the first time I ever met David Montgomery was at a thing with you. And I can only tell you the man, very kind, very generous, and just a titan in Philadelphia that will be missed.
Beautifully said, John. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right,
we'll
guys,
talk soon.
Care.
The great John Kincaid from Atlanta with some very hard-hitting stuff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.